Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Three sorrows and war, leave with a nosy mother-in-law. Come on, honey.
They come to your place, they want to be a ruler in every case. They lie down in bed, your wife have to do all the work instead. At 10 o'clock she ain't get up yet, but she ordering the coffee and cigarette. Now if it's misery, sorrow and war,
live with a nosy mother-in-law.
As you turn your back, the mother-in-law start to make her attack. Why don't you leave him and come back home?
That's the ending of everything. Your wife presents you back with a ring. So if it's misery, sorrow and war,
live with a nosy mother-in-law.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't stand the nosy mother-in-law. She tried.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 19th of February, 2026, and you are on the clock with Bernadette Green. Let me tell you why my name is Bernadette Green, because I haven't been Bernadette since 1992, and it turns out it feels like we're all the way back in 1992, I am learning about the island-wide Grand Bahama power outage, indications, concerns, allegations that there's a potential bomb scare, and power has been terminated, right? There's an outage to prevent damage to the infrastructure if there is an actual bomb. We're going to proceed with caution. This is a huge thing. This is huge. Because the state has to rule out all possibilities. The state has to rule out all possibilities. Why? Because that's like the standard. That's what's required. That's all. That's what's required. But secondarily, because you have to show the work. Like, we need to know why things are happening. We cannot continue down this vein of, oh, well, yeah, it happened, and yeah. But we have to move forward. I'm still stunned by the news. So if you were in Grand Bahama and you have communication services, access to communication services, please call and tell us what's happening on the ground in Grand Bahama. Of course, we have a toll-free number for Family Island residents, 242-300-5720. Toll-free number for Family Island residents, 242-300-5720. The other numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. And 325-4259. 325-4259. Text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So we've got lots to talk about this morning. First text says, morning, Aaron. Freeport power shutdown. Bomb scared the power plant. All companies in the area closed and shut down. All power on the island shut down. This is massive. Last week I talked about our sort of local economy, our national economy, our island economies, the impact that this could have, cascading on the island economy, the national economy, the island economy, community economies, and personal economies. The situation, first of all, for security reasons, must be investigated, and a determination must be made. And then for the purpose of maintaining an effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services to maintain the economy. These are extremely important things, among other important things to talk about in the news. So as the news comes to me, we will turn to it. If there are any updates or reports, we will read them as soon as we get them. In preparation for today's show, here are the stories that I have. PM wrongly claims BPL deal public. We follow that up with the headline in today's Guardian. Colby Davis contradicts PM, acknowledges BPL deal never tabled in house. Also, SpaceX landing shifted to tomorrow. Tomorrow is today. I think in today's Guardian business section, we have a follow-up. Darvill, reprehensible to allow SpaceX booster landing with little prior notice. I think something that is potentially catastrophic for our environment, that should be put to a referendum, close quotes. So many stories. D&T investing $6.5 million on Potter's Key private passenger and freight terminal. Interesting story in yesterday's notes. Let's pick it up from here. In yesterday's notes, I had the article, David says PLP needs a second term. And also, in that article, after reading it, one of the questions I had after reading this quote, Davis said the government is investing in the agriculture sector, expanding technical and vocational training, and is investing in the nation's athletes and artists, close quote. So that article was the 17th of February. When I prepared that article for yesterday's show, the question I had was simply, what happened to the Golden Yoke program? Well, you could see in yesterday's paper, we had a follow-up on the Golden Yoke program. And this is great to hear, because imagine that the Golden Yoke program was going to be the yolk, the egg on the government's face at the end of this term. I mean, there's still time. We don't know. There are possibilities. Because, see, it's taken far too long. It's taken far too long for us to get information about the Golden Yoke program. I'm glad to see, right, that there was a follow-up. Like I said, there was a follow-up on yesterday's paper, Nassau Tribune, Golden Yoke production to begin. But we need a real explanation. We need a real explanation as to why a program that I think was, and we're going to read from the article, the Golden Yoke program was first announced in 2023 as part of the government's broader food security strategy amid global supply chain disruptions and rising food prices that led to increased egg costs locally. right? So this was first announced in 2023. I don't know. I think it was supposed to start in just announced. This was announced before that. But what took so long? I mean, because the global crisis done on crisis itself. The global crisis that prompted the implementation of this program has solved itself. And we still waiting. See, because here's the language. Is expected to begin production by the end of April with 10,000 chickens already in country. And officials projecting daily output of approximately 8,000 eggs as the government moves to cut the nation's $12 million annual egg import bill and restore self-sufficiency. But there's another reason why I am in this article. In the essentially second or third paragraph, the article reads, the delegation additionally toured the new passenger terminal at Potter's Key Dock, right? And so if we look at today, this article here in today's business section, D&T investing $6.5 million on Potter's Key private passenger and freight terminal. Is the Prime Minister talking about the same facility? Is this the same facility? Right? So we're going to read again. The delegation additionally toured the new passenger terminal at Potter's Key Dock. And then we go back, we go down into the article again. Another stop was the new passenger terminal at Potter's Key Dock, part of ongoing infrastructure upgrades in that area. Officials said the projects collectively form part of a broader national strategy to enhance food security, modernize agricultural and marine operations, and reduce the country's heavy dependence. I want to know, is this same new passenger terminal at Potter's Key Dock the same thing as this facility referenced in the headline, D&T investing $6.5 million in Potter's Key private passenger and freight terminal? Who's doing the project? Is it the government's money? Is it the government's money, which is actually my money and your money? Is it a public project? Is it a private project? Because it says private passenger and freight terminal. And we're going to read from that article quickly in today's Nassau Guardian in the business section. D&T investing $6.5 million on Potter's Key private passenger and freight terminal. D&T Shipping is spending $6.5 million on the renovation of the former packing house on Potter's Key to create a private passenger and freight terminal, replete with a passenger waiting area, a parts store for ships, and a four-star restaurant. The media got a tour of the facility, which is currently under construction, on Tuesday, along with Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Jomo Campbell. So are we privatizing inter-island travel, like completely privatizing it without actually having a conversation, without actually trying to fix the problems that I suspect, right? The very real problems that I suspect have been caused by a culture of political interference, right? Continue in the article. Campbell explained, and I imagine that they are referencing the minister, Jomo Campbell. Campbell explained that D&T has a 15-year lease with an option to renew. When and how? When and how? And why are these things not made public? Right? See, because I mean, let's talk about like how things work in the real world, right? Because I could easily speculate in all capital letters. I could easily speculate, right, that the government has allowed the public facility to deteriorate to a point where it must, quote, be rescued by a benevolent private investor, close quotes. But this particular space has great importance to the functioning of the archipelagic nation. See, we watched as Potter's Key continued to fall into disrepair, right? The sort of, we don't know if it's tourist, culinary, alcohol space under the bridge. We watched it fall into disrepair. We watched the government chomp and chomp and chomp at words suggesting that they're going to do something about it. And then they had a major overhaul exercise. And within the space of 2 months, the entire thing had fallen apart because the vendors and the patrons refused to adhere to the clearly articulated rules that had been regulations that were put in place. And the police refused to enforce said regulations. Right? They put the no parking signs. They spend all kinds of money putting the huge planters out to prevent people from parking in the no parking zones. And the vendors and the customers just kept moving them. And the police just kept watching it. And the whole thing has fallen into disrepair. And now we see an image floating around. See, we see an image floating around that is, the picture is captioned, "This is the old bridge." In the infrastructure, in the slabs, the concrete slabs that make up the bridge. Like I said, the image is labeled the old bridge, right? But now we got a private facility coming in, and you said nothing to us about it. See, that's the part there. That's the part there. That's where the lack of trust continues to build. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you go?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Thank God for life, and good morning to your listeners again. You have any idea what on the ground?
I don't know what you mean by what on the ground.
You
I hear
you tell us what on the ground season.
Oh, well, of course, it's juju time, right? Mm-hmm. There's still plenty of juju. That cold snap, I'm sure it invigorated the juju trees. They may have pushed out a bit more fruit or a little hardier production. Okay. Mm-hmm. Papaya, you may find papaya around. I saw Jamaican star apple. That's the purple round set. And when you cut it, there's a star. You see the star inside?
This ain't tamarind or dilly time, eh?
It's tamarind time and it's dilly time. The dilly seem to be a bit late. I don't see any tamarind on the ground. No. Tamarind tend to be a bit late. But let me tell you what the problem is with tamarind, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with tamarind starts with, and this is going to make you upset, maybe because I'm saying it, with the fact that the government utility services have been divesting of essential parts of their entities, like tree trimming and the equipment required for that, right? So for over the last 2 or 3 decades, they have been silently removing those units, right? Services have been subcontracted. So now we have a bucket truck crisis in the country. Because there are not enough bucket trucks to service the utility companies and the subcontractors that work with them. And so anybody that would have been relying on a bucket truck to pick tamarind, it's just not cost effective anymore. In St. Anne's constituency where I live, it costs $1,000 to repair or replace a streetlight. And I've been told that the majority of that cost is because of the cost of renting the rental truck. The bucket truck, right?
When you say the cost, the $1,000, that's the government. We the government paying that, right? Not individuals.
Right, the government. So the constituency office will pay that. See,
but they need to invest in more trucks then, because I see when I was waiting for a service, something to do with fiber. They had to wait a little while, you know.
Absolutely.
Where the SARSI gone? Where's the SARSI? I asked around, you know, none on the fence. No one else. SARSI's coming season, I thought. That's a year-round
It is a year-round thing. So SARSI likes moist ground, right? But remember, SARSI...
Let me be on the fence.
I know, but let's talk about it, because birds tend to carry the seeds. We're not cultivating SARSI in this town.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. The birds are propagating primarily SARSI. In my constituency, we have a crisis where some neighbors started breeding cats without having them spayed or neutered. I'm almost certain to deal with their inability to manage their trash, right? So they see rats, they breed cats. But I live in a pigeon forest, right? Mm-hmm. And so the increase in cats has impacted the presence of the birds. So there are less birds moving through the pigeon forest.
Because, I connect that to the SARSI now?
Yes, because the birds are the ones who move the SARSI about.
You serious, right?
I've been dead serious.
Okay, listen, I hate to tell you, I was reading or you're saying, political
interference. Yeah,
the whole situation. It sounds a little bit political when I hear it.
Well, stick a pin. Let me just clarify what I meant when I said political interference is the state of Podolsky, not this deal. I'm not implying or speculating or presuming any impropriety with the deal. I'm just suggesting that maybe we have a political culture where we divest of our obligation to maintain state assets, mm-hmm. right? Because we could attract,
okay,
right?
Okay, what I really want to know, that's okay. The word, you say GTT, what that mean, who they is, who that's BT, you saying B or G?
No, this company is called DNT Investing.
What that
or
means?
D&T.
They have a word for them.
D&T shipping. No, I don't know what the D means or the T means.
You don't know who it is. You don't know who's the proprietor.
Seen the article this morning.
Now, the question you asked earlier is important. Who money you using? That's our money, the government money, or is the private, the person who the company you talk about investing the money?
Well, I tell you, once I'm done with the callers on the board, I'm going to get back into the article, and we're going to read the article because I'm looking to see if this company is investing $6.5 million, how much are we investing? And what are the terms of the agreement? Because
They say something about 15 years, right?
Or exactly. And in 15 years, I could be 65.
65?
My insurance ain't going to cover me drop-kicking people. So all the things that need to get done while I'm still healthy and hale.
Yeah, what we could do with the pool. The pool, they say the pool needs gas in it so the water could be warm. So the people in the Caribbean who's come over, you know.
The swim center?
Mm-hmm. You have anything like to read and find anything where Dr. Fox them was doing something and the government, Prime Minister Davis, is talking about how important the pools is and they're supposed to be building some in the schools.
Yes, the little 7 by 7 foot by 14 foot practice pools. There's one. I think there's maybe one or two. Two max. I saw a story where it seemed like they were building one. They were doing a tour through the schools, but they're practice pools. They're not competition pools.
Oh, man.
They're not even proper training pools.
Oh,
they're
man.
Practice oh. pools, right? Oh. So, yeah, also.
They're bigger than a cesspit hole or something, you mean?
Yeah, a little bigger.
Oh,
but,
man.
But see, here's my thing. I thought you were talking about the swim center, and then I got to go.
I was trying to find out if Dr. Fox and the people who was in charge of doing the pool.
Listen,
the government, if they the same set of people who could help in this situation with making sure the pool is gas so the water could be warm so they could train.
Listen, that would be great, wouldn't it? First of all, mm-hmm. and then I got to go. So, okay. All right. The doctor assignation that is attached to Mr. Adrian Fox's name is according to academic standards only to be used in ceremonial activity at the institution that conveyed the doctorate, right? That's that. So let's be careful when we calling him doctor, right? In the wrong place. Secondarily, it would be great if the person who committed to building practice pools in the public school system could also facilitate the proper maintenance of the Betty Kenning Kelly Swim Center. It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace that center would be in whatever state it was in to cause the chaos it was caused. Why? Because we have the winningest aquatic team in the region. They outpace the track and field stars, man. The state of the stadium. And we rely on the track and field stars for tourism. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You know, it seems like this privatization thing is a national plan. You know, because...
You just figuring that out? I mean, I know you ain't just figuring that out.
You know, but you know, that we call ourselves an archipelago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only shipping port we have from Nassau to the archipelago is Podolsky.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, what they do... They selling rum and food on it. They take off almost a good portion of the dock to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, man, just the ship, that space alone is too small for the shipping that needs to be go down there.
Listen, you ever tried to reach the dockmaster to figure out what the boat schedules are?
Man, I've been there helping out someone who retails stuff and needs to go there. That place is outrageous.
Listen. Post Dorian, I was facilitating the movement of goods between New Providence and Abaco, right? And prior to that, I've been assisting the movement of goods from New Providence to Mayaguana. And let me just tell you all men something. If you want a good wife, you're looking for a wife, go find a woman who's wake on Porter's Key Dock. Because she could do anything. She could look...
In the park and they did up front there.
Yeah.
Even no docking space. No, they a dog there, but nothing utilized. They, them people now who selling up food, they should have been across the road. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what type of...
And it's and it's still, it's an international port, you know, they got international movement going through the port. Anyway, the Porter's Key Dock is something special. I need somebody
to... They can't get Porter's Key Dock right. How could they get an education and health right? Thank you, man.
And understand, you may not hear a politician, an MP, a cabinet minister, or even a senior administrator in the public service use the term archipelagic nation. You may never hear it in your life, but that is what we are. And that sets the framing, right? The structure of our governance. That's why the idea, anyway, the continual... inclusion of central governance in local government is so frustrating. It's so frustrating because it's never included in the way that it ought to be included. Evidenced by, where's the article? Evidenced by another article this morning. The people on the family island say they ain't got no water service. Again, is it Eleuthera? Kelly says Eleuthera residents deserve better water supply service. The Free National Movement's candidate for Central and South Eleuthera, Philippa Kelly, yesterday decried a water supply outage that impacted residents in Topham Bay and Rock Sound, Eleuthera, for more than a week. This could not be the same Eleuthera that Clay Sweeten campaigning for. Is it? Because it's the same Eleuthera that I used to go to summer camp, right, pre-1992. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mrs. Green.
Good morning. Please, I like that you marry me off, but you get to tell me who the man is.
Oh, you and Aaron Green?
No, I'm Aaron Green. I'm just not... I crack and joke, man.
That's all right. That's it, man. I think you might be the best person for me to bring this to your memory.
Okay.
Do you remember when a group of us took the government to court for an injunction and judicial review in regarding this the deal with the BPL and Pike?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember. Yes. Go on.
It was us and McIntosh.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So if the PM did disclose and tabled the bill or the agreement, I think we would have never had to put him in court along with his cabinet, right?
Ah, there you go. There you go. Okay. Thank you.
That's the reason why we did it. So
I just want
to say this in conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want our country to get hung up on the result that we already know we desire if we look in our third eye.
Okay.
Just don't waste too much time trying to figure out if he did tell the truth. And no, let's just go to the consequences. Let's look at what the Constitution speaks about a dishonest leader. And let's just get rid of them.
I feel you. I hear what you're saying. See, because for me, I'm not offended. I'm offended that there's this continual, right? It's this continual practice or process or policy of just saying anything without checking. I mean, thank you very much for your call. And I can look for the article so I could read it again into the record. I got to get Ms. McIntosh back on to talk about it. Thank you. Most recently... there was another instance, it just flew out of my head, but we have this practice of, that's what it was, the VAT savings, where the government declared emphatically, y'all can't even know what you're talking about because the data used to compute these things is not available. And so the right-thinking public was just like, well, how did you compute it? Like, how did you come to your policy assessment and conclusion? right? Like, what is the data and the evidence that you use to solidify and implement a policy change in law if the data is not available? And why wouldn't you just show you're working? Like, you had to have some data. Why wouldn't you just present it to the public? See, because before, producer prep, the caller come in, before it was the opposition just trying to make problems, right? And then it was the media. The media is obviously just trying to make problems. They lie. They'll do anything to make problems, right? And then now it's the local experts, the researchers who are not making sense, right? They're also the problem. Maybe your refusal to show your work, your insistence on rowing people and using slurs and slander and defaming people and entire sectors and industries before asking, just taking a moment and turning back and asking your people, you sure y'all did the work? You know how easy it is to just pause and say, hey, come with the papers. See, that's why I do the show the way I do it, with the notes. So if there's a question or I make a mistake, I could refer to the notes for clarity in case I have to apologize for saying something incorrectly. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your show. I like the humor. You know, I always love it. Listen, Gardner brought up something very important as it relates to the bottleneck, and then you juxtapose that with the movement's goods of people, et cetera, et cetera. So I use the taxpayers' money to dredge the harbor for the cruise ship to facilitate them for $50 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
A certain government is in power. So I'm wondering if how much money did the cruise ship contribute that we're facilitating them? But we're not doing the economy. I feel as if 2 days in the conversation you had previously, I was saying that maybe in order to, they have to do something to avoid that bottleneck. So maybe they could have put another access to the mailboats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very familiar. My daughter grew up on the island, so I'm basically familiar with the Dockmaster, what time the Lady Roslyn comes in, et cetera, those type of things. And, you know, it's always a nightmare according to what time you would reach out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But hold on. Another access route won't matter unless the police enforce the controls. I used to, as a vendor,
I agree with you. Yeah,
I used to be on...
People come east to go west on the dock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're doing anything. I'm now watching people use the exit, the two exits onto East Bay to turn in.
Yeah. And so I want you to investigate something. But I mean, you know, I respect your thoughts because there was a gentleman, and I really wish I could have a conversation. I hope he contributes again. He called Dwight Swan, and he spoke about the disparity in the estimations. But to make a joke from the point you made about how the prime minister calculated, it's called guessonomics, I guess I'll talk to like
PLP math.
Right?
It's called PLP math.
Yeah, but the thing is, Aaron, I wanted to say this. I call for public scrutiny, past and present, over contracts here and contracts there, and even just all government infrastructure, because I have a problem with a certain building costing $10 million. What I'm saying is, common sense was, are we living the gospel according to the contracts? You know, you said this is $10 million, this is $50 million, and that's it. No external oversight or just what they say, and then, you know, let's say we leave them with Bama when they read the papers. This was in the papers that the amount of work that they had built his Marillion company for or whatever was said to be 800 or 900 million. It was roughly, I can't remember exactly. But, and then the appraiser said it was only $393 million worth of work done. Do we have something in place that for our public works, given the fact that the government is spending our money? And the only thing I could agree with Dr. Darwin on them, we are all dumb. But the thing is, this is what we need. I'm just sick and tired of the passivity of the Bahamian people, and then we expect good results when we have people from different demographics flouting us and taunting us about how good they're doing and vote for this one and vote for that one. It's basically a frightening nightmare. Certain things you don't hear, certain entities are mum on everything, and it's creating insecurity in the country. I mean, from healthcare to don't care to everywhere. It's just, it sickens me, man. Just keep it up, Mr. Screen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got a text here that says, Aaron, who got shares in that shipping company? Oh, they called the name. I'm not going to call the name. But they continue. All the money is stay in the same people's hands. That is called the plantation model economic system, where the money stays in the same people's hands. Producer, this a new caller? No? There we go. All right. So You want to take a break now, producer? Let's take a break. When we get back from the break, I still got questions from yesterday, questions for today. BPL Hedge saw no savings under FNM. I really want to read into that because I started reading it as I just don't understand the math. And I can be honest with you, I got 2A levels in math. That's almost like a degree, almost, but it's not a real degree, unless, of course, you're a Bahamian and anything can be a degree. You guys, stay tuned to On the Clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We go into a break. We'll be right back.
You can't believe she won't row, fight, cuss. Everything is like a must for this old woman. She won't behave. I think she's going to have we just like this. Yes, she's rowing and rowing and carrying on. Oi. But all the time, in the back of she mind, she trying to kill me.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Read what you said.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The following is a paid political message.
Out to Kalani. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, I got a call on the line. We got text. We got to get back to ENT investing $6.5 million on Potter's Key private passenger and freight terminal. But also, this article, PM, Silver Star's model could help fix housing problem. You know what could help fix the housing problem? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. How are you?
You're one of my favorite talk show hosts in the Bahamas. You're a fair person and continue to do all the good work.
Thank you. Thank you much.
I listened to everything this morning. You know, I know the owner of the person is doing the project under the Forest Key Dock itself. He's a good individual, and I believe he'll bring a new look to that area.
All right.
You understand me? No government can run nothing successfully in this country. And we have to start prioritizing. We talk about the water problem in these islands. Let me tell you what happened. I'm from the island. I'm from Andros.
Okay.
And guess let's say you have an accident on a weekend. Let's say Saturday. You know the BPL local people that come there Monday evening to get an overtime. You have to prioritize these things to get a better service in this country. We got to face the reality. The humans just wipe the service. If I have a new customer to water and sewage, or whatever, it takes months to get your service up to your place. This shouldn't be in this day and time.
I hear you.
The government have to prioritize most of these entities in this country for us to survive or to move to a different level in this country.
I just read something this morning, right? That I think affirms what you're saying, but also broadens it and suggests that it is a phenomenon that's not exclusive to the Bahamas, right? So apparently the London Times ran this story. This is the title of the story. The Stanford scam proves America is becoming a nation of grifters, right? But guess what? It's examining students and how students used any loophole available to them to advance themselves in the school system or make their life more comfortable, right? And the first thing I thought about was, well, you mean like how lawyers will use any loophole or advantage for their client, in fact, that's their job, and how the tax man will use any loophole or provision for their client, like they have a statutory responsibility, right? So are you, right? It's not exclusive to the Bahamas, but the question is, when do we stop and say, hey, my personal benefit cannot outweigh or supersede the nation's health? Holistically.
Yeah, that's so true right there. That's true.
Yeah. But that's true. I feel in you. You made a great point.
No, there's so much blockage in this country. Everything you want in this country is a is a headache.
Yeah.
You want to renew your driver's license, a headache. You want to renew your passport, a headache. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Listen, you know, people look at me and they say, you know, I have made myself, like, I'm on the fringe of society. I don't, right? I'm not living like the people that do these things. You know why? Let me tell you something. I had a car bump, like a car bumped me. It wasn't horrible, right? And I got the plate number of the vehicle, and I went to the police, and you know what the police told me? But miss, two cars could have the same plate, you know. That's the moment when I gave up. I knew y'all wasn't making no sense in this country. And most recently, I had an experience where I waiting on a package to get here, right? And the package have a tracking number, but guess what? That tracking number means nothing once it hits the Bahamas.
You better right. You can say that again.
I don't.
Let me tell you something. You get an accident in Nassau, especially if your car could drive off, you might still drive. At the time you take, they look at a police report, but they'll have you. The place where you don't dare not with you.
I tell you.
It's some process, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable. I ride down Elizabeth Avenue, headed into downtown. In that area, not cutting you off, but in that, walking to the 66th step in the tower.
Yeah.
You need to clean that area, man. That area isn't bad. I don't understand it. And then you don't have no police presence visible on none of these roads downtown.
Man, let me tell you something. If I was a business owner in that area, especially if I was a restaurant, right, I would hire somebody just to go where the tourists is be in my business shirt logo, and your job is to clean up. Anytime you see mess, just clean it up. Because people can see you and they can pay attention to you, and then they can see the logo. And then while you're doing that, you could tell them, come get some food by us, man. We real nation builders.
That's a good idea, man.
Yes, man.
But always a pleasure talking with you, man. You
are
the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You seem to be a fair person, you know what I mean? Keep it the good way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I could be... Anyway, good morning, caller. How are you?
Morning, Miss Green.
Morning.
Miss Green is so frustrating in this country. Let me give you a story. The other day, I went to go get my passport. The passport, when you go put in your passport, they give you a date to come back. 10 working days. No, 12 working days pass. 12 days, not 10.
Mm-hmm.
When I reach there, the lady can tell me, oh, it's not ready. So I say, listen, but I need the pass. You suggest something to you. If you want it now, you could pay $350 to get the passport, which is past due.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they don't make it easy for the behemoth at all. And it's not the government, you know. It's a,
it's the government.
Inclusion. It is in the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's those people who are in management in these departments.
Mm-hmm.
These permanent secretaries, these supervisors, they are the worst. They need to go and get training to learn how to deal with people.
Listen, I feel you. If you tell me that my passport will be ready in 10 working days, I expect to get a call on the 9th working day to tell me that my passport will be ready for pickup tomorrow or when it will be ready, because it won't be ready tomorrow with an apology. See, that's what I expect. But let me tell you why I expect it. Because we passed a bill called the Commercial Enterprise Bill, right? It's now the Commercial Enterprise Act, where
right.
if a person from a foreign jurisdiction is applying for a work permit, now let's stick a pin, they may have amended it and not told us, but at the time we discussed it at its tabling, right?
Right.
A person from a foreign jurisdiction, a work permit has been applied for on their behalf. If that has not been, if you don't get a response from them, if it hasn't been processed in 15 days, that's what it said. The thing say 15 days, it's
yeah.
automatically granted. You see what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why I'm upset. See, it's one thing to be, it's one thing to be incompetent, right? It's another thing for it to appear to be strategic incompetence that benefits the foreigner.
Miss Smith,
yes.
the thing that hurt me the most,
mm-hmm.
the lady can tell, because I have an attitude. Now, you have to be all right when they're telling you these things.
Yeah.
She won't go call the security, call the defense force officer to remove me out of the building. Like, I do something on the way.
Yeah.
And I'm only trying to find out, when am I going to get this passport?
And then you know what they can tell you? They can tell you, sir, it's not your passport. The passport belongs to the government
to
the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Oh,
and if
man,
you don't behave
you
yourself, you can't have it. Right? Except, hold on, except for, right, the Constitution does not mandate that I, as a citizen, need a passport. Because I
right.
don't have to travel to be a Bahamian. The Constitution does not mandate that I need to have a voter's card. Because I could still be a citizen and still benefit for everything the country offers without voting. However, to be able to process in state processes, services, and to not be penalized for my not engaging the state process, I have to have a passport or a voter's card along with my NIB card. When the truth is, I don't even have to work.
Yes, Ms. Green.
Right?
Like I say, it,
yes.
really and truly, it's not the Ministry of Finance who's dealing with the passport. It really deals with the people who are in charge of these departments who need to go and get training all over, learn how to deal with people. And the thing about it, they put these people who like lack of knowledge of everything.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing.
And they get mad at you for asking questions. See,
exactly.
Listen, I got to go. I got another caller, 17 texts, and I want to read one of these articles. Let's prep the caller. Listen, I think that I'm on the spectrum, right? And let me tell you why. Because if I go to engage a service, and I don't know all of the details of the service, but I know the caveat, buyer beware. It's incumbent upon me to ask questions, right? You know how easily you become persona non grata in a government agency because you insist on clear answers because the liability rests with you? Good morning.
Ms. Green, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
I am so sick of the Bahamian people complaining
mm-hmm.
about everything. Now this election coming up and they have an opportunity to do things different. Watch what they can do. Keep on doing what you're doing, Bahamians. Thank you, Ms. Green.
Yeah, you're welcome. Unless it's running red lights and stop signs, you could stop doing that with your children in the car because you're giving them conflicting messages about how authority operates. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Aaron. You'd have to declare it. You ain't need no national insurance number because you ain't need to wake, eh? Why don't lend your boy one slow 100 grand?
Listen, I didn't say that you will live good. I just say you don't have to.
No, you got it like that. You straight. You've been ensconced long time from your great-great-grandparents. Yeah.
I want you.
Make a declaration.
I want you to
remember
Eddie Minnis is not my daddy, because Eddie Minnis' daddy had the Cocoa Plum Factory.
Anyway,
yes, sir.
Just remember, them other people, them, they need them passport, and they need them voter card, even though they might not have proper vehement papers.
No. Listen, I don't know who you cracking the joke on. Remember, in satire and humor, we always punch up. We don't crack the joke on the weaker, the more vulnerable, the victim, or the oppressed. We always punch up. That's why I talk about PLP math. All right, I got to get to the text line. Callers, give me a moment. The government is shameless. They need to fix the pools. Why do they treat our athletes this way? Why do they treat the little children this way? We live in an archipelagic nation with an archipelagic exterior, which means there's water in between all the islands. Why do they treat children this way? You don't have to have value to the nation. These little children could be stupid, dumb, like the UB students who just walk into the road blindly day before yesterday and then decided to slow down in the midst of moving traffic. See, you could be stupid like them and still deserve everything, because that's what citizenship entitles you to. Your intelligence, right, or your ability to perform academically does not determine your value as a human. Here's a text we don't need. Antoine or some other caller to a talk show to tell us, quote, they know, close quotes, an investor, and they could vouch for them. We don't know the caller or the investor. We need to see clear details of what the government plans to do before they do it, and an opportunity for the opposition to review and strengthen the agreement on behalf of the Bahamian people. I agree with you. I entertain that because my commentary, some people could have inferred from my commentary that I was applying malfeasance or some negative to the company, when really I just be critiquing the government and they math, in most instances, PLP math. Here we go, another text. Are there photos of the construction of the new dock online? Text, the caller is so right. The Bahamas is out of hand and out of control, not by any one government, but by both parties seriously not caring about Bahamas. Hassan says fix the hospital, but he too was in charge under his watch. He's just one who really don't care. His bread has butter on it. We Bahamians in a sad state because we allow foolishness from both sides. I call it the political class, right? It is not just one party. It's not just people in frontline politics. Here's another one. Thames Water was privatized. Thames Water is facing a major crisis in 2026, characterized by massive debt, record sewage spills, and crumbling infrastructure, leading to a potential $500 million bailout or temporary renationalization. The scandal involves over 72 billion liters of sewage discharged since 2020, resulting in record fines. No, privatizing doesn't remove the government entirely. You know, then the government gets to focus on oversight, regulations, and enforcement. Enforcement. Okay, it's a text say, I like that. Guessonomics. Guessonomics and PLP math. We're starting the year off with some new words. Listen, callers, I apologize. Well, let's take the last caller. I got 30 seconds, caller. Call you there? All right. I'm sorry we missed you. Before we end the show, I didn't get to PM Silver Star's model could help fix housing problem. You have a country to run, not an economy. A country. Anyway, on Tuesday, February 24th, this and every 24th of February, that's right, the 24th day of the second month. Show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamas flag colors. Eat Bahamian food. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequences of 242. Do something 242 times. Merchants, consider pricing items $2.42 or $24.20 or $242. Most importantly, let's have fun. Let's celebrate 242 Day, Bahamas. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Oh, and the Juju Sweep. The Juju Sweep. Let's hear Apple. The Apple a day keeps the doctor away. See you soon. Tomorrow. Have a great day. Going down Harrow Road. Going down Robinson Road. Going down Carmichael Road again. Let nobody. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.